listening to an episode of the Let's Netflix and Chill podcast, hosted by Reese Chanson. And we are back with another episode, this time featuring a sci-fi Korean film. Really impeccable stuff, really amazing stuff. But I've said so many times, the Koreans know how to make movies. And once they start making sabi, lovey-dovey movies, they're incredible. They can challenge Hollywood for movie exceptional stuff. Now, I'm not saying they should stop doing lovey-dovey stories, because I love them. Everybody loves them. If you have not seen any Korean love films or series, something is wrong with you. What are you living? You're living under a rock. Okay, today we feature a film about sci-fi, like I already mentioned, called Zhang Yi or Jing Yi or Zhang Yi. J-U-M-G and a letter E. Now, this movie is based on the 22nd century. That's right, 22nd century in a, I don't know if it's, should I say, post-apocalyptic era of the Earth, where the Earth is so inhabitable that human beings have to build some sort of structures in outer space, and they live in some sort of tribal or national style of things, where there are over 80 tribes or 80 locations or 80 shelters. There are allied forces, and there's some other force called sometimes I forget these things. Adrian Republic, right? Okay, so there was a war between the Adrian Republic and the allied forces. Several forces, about 80. They deemed themselves to be better, yada yada. But that's not the part that the movie dwells on. The movie dwells on about a mother and daughter relationship. So the whole premise follows Captain Ying, right? Is it Ying or Yun? I don't know. Captain Y-U-N, right? Let's just put it at that. She is the lead protagonist in this, in a way. She's an android, a robot, artificial intelligence, a machine, basically. And she is put through a simulation where she will be used as the last resort to fight against the Adrian War for the Allied forces. Now, she was an actual being who died during a mission, and somehow they uploaded, she had uploaded her consciousness, her subconsciousness, English is not everybody's friend. Hey, it's dangerous. She had uploaded her subconscious into some sort of database, and they managed to restore it and bring her back to life in a way. But there's a catch. There is this thing called classes, classification. Oh my God, even in the world where the world is ending, the rich always fuck over the poor. So there's a classification of how your subconscious gets rebooted. Type 1 or type A is where you are so fucking rich. Pardon me for cursing, but somebody's gotta bloody do it. You're restored. Your subconscious is uploaded and you're restored back to your former glory, former body with all your memories and everything. And with this, if you're in type A, you have all the rights as a former human being. You have all the rights you've had before, have all the riches you had before. Type B, you have some rights, but, you know, the government still has some sort of power over you. You cannot, you cannot do certain things, but you can still adopt, still have a baby, but the government pretty much owns you in a way. And then there's type C. Type C, type B, you cannot adopt. You cannot have, basically, you cannot have a regular life. You're just a piece of shit that everyone knows is a robot. And then there's type C. Type C, you are basically government property. Your subconscious is government property. They can make you into a sex doll. They can make you into a fighting machine. They can make you into a coffee maker. They can literally make you be an AI voice operative, anything hologramic, whatever they feel like doing. They will make your subconscious that shit. You will be the intelligence or the artificial us. Again, English tackling me. You will be the artificial intelligence of anything. They can make you the artificial intelligence of a common household refrigerator if they can make money off it. Now, there comes the question, why would anyone fucking do this? Why would anyone sign up for this shit? It's to live forever. Humanity has always rushed, has always dreamt of living forever. Now, if you get the Type A package, seems like a good deal. You get all your rights. You get everything you were. Basically, you're not dead. You might even get a younger, hotter model. You fuck bitches. You can do whatever you want, but you have no feelings because you're a goddamn machine. But nonetheless, your mind is living yet again. Your family will see you yet again. So it seems like a good deal. But it's stupid. Especially the Type C version. Type C version is, you are government property. The government owns you. They can do whatever they want with you. Why would anyone sign up for that? Well, there's a catch. It's absolutely free. Yep, completely free. And if you happen to do it, there's some payments the government makes to you and your family. So basically, you're selling your body, not really body, your mind. You're selling your mind to the government. And the government do as they please with you. If they want to make toys, they make toys, like I already said. If they want to make sex toys, they make. In this film, there's a scene where this lady is being a prototype for a sex humanoid, I guess. And this other guy is smashing the living shit out of her. Now, to make matters interesting, as the story, now I've already given you the background, there's a doctor here, a young doctor, who is a team leader in this research project of making Zhang Yi. Wow, I'm sorry. I know I have a lot of Korean listeners. I apologize. I am being a dick. Now, I will try to do better in reading your language. I should have probably asked Google how to pronounce their names. But whatever. Now, this is what's happening. This lady, who plays the second lead protagonist, played by a lady that I apologize for butchering her name, Kang Soo Yeon, Kang Soo Yeon, who plays the doctor in this film, passed away before the film was released. So my condolences to her and the family. Now, great performance, my dear. Great performance. The heavens, paradise, whatever you believe in, are pleased with your performance. Now, I will say this with absolute joy and love for the film. Her performance was exceptional. The film was exceptional. It took me a while to finish this. It's like, I am recording this on the 31st. It took me 11 days, to be precise, to be able to watch this fully. Not because it was boring, I had other shit to do, but I finally sat down and watched it. And I am punching myself in the guts, or in the nuts, for not watching this a lot sooner and telling you all about it a lot sooner. But possibly, you've probably watched it and you've probably enjoyed it as much as I have. Now, let's look at the story. In the whole film, there's a whole simulation part. They're trying to make this AI perfect to fight in wars. They're playing its last mission before it got smoked, before it died. There's a whole emotional aspect to it, why it died. It's amazing. You should watch that. Mother and daughter type of bond. And there's a whole beautiful scene at the end where there's a mountain, there's sunset, and a naked robot showing all its mechanics. It's enjoying basking in the sun. But can a robot bask in the sun? I don't know, man. It's on the sun. It's looking amazing. Great. It's a great, it's a really, 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 really great film. Really incredible. Now, as I was saying, there's a whole dynamic story to it. There's a guy who's the director of this institution who also happens to be an android, but is unaware because his chairman, his boss, happens to be him who transferred his consciousness while he's still alive. I thought they did that to undead people, but apparently you can do it. Like, leave a copy of yourself, which is brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. But I guess you can delete certain aspects of your mind, because there's a scene where this doctor deletes herself from the android's mind, the android being her mother, in a way. So after this android lady dies, the original self, the government convinces her mother, the grandmother to the doctor, it's confusing, I know, that we're going to use your daughter's brain to fight the good war. Fight the Adrian forces. Destroy them. And we'll use her. And 35 years later, her daughter actually works on the project that is her mother in order to bring her back to save the world. And long story short, the allied forces, a treaty is signed. The war is no longer visible. End of story. Everybody wins. The war is over. Now, what happens to the project? What happens to all the research and all the people working there and all the prototypes? They have a life, in a way. We're going to destroy them all. But nope. The government's like, since this woman was popular, we're going to test her out and see if she can be sex dolls. And there's a heartbreaking scene where this girl sees one of her co-workers smashing a robot version of her mother. She rushes over to cover it up. It got a nice ass, and I'm not gonna lie. But, which is disrespectful for that lady. Nice ass, but I'm sorry. That was a really nice ass for a Korean lady. I know. It was a really nice ass. I don't know if they padded up with some silicone or what, but that was banging. Just saying. But that's besides the point. What was the point again? Right. So when you take this and bring it into the world of ours, the world where we're also cornered into doing certain things that we don't want to do. A lot of people took the vaccine, if you remember correctly, the COVID vaccine. I'm not mentioning. And then there's this whole AI, artificial intelligence thing coming up with Elon Musk owning Twitter and his AI company wanting to put chips on people's heads. Is this movie the type of thing that's leading us to there? If you remove the war aspect to it, and you look at it at the initial explanations of the type A, type B, type C level of contract or upload or ability. So basically, there'll be prototypes with this chip thing. Now, they'll tell you that this chip thing is for medical reasons. We're going to put your bank chip on you. That way you can swipe with your flesh at the bank. You never need to walk around with your ID. Thus, you'll never lose it unless we cut off your arm or your fucking head. We're going to put a chip on your head or... we've all heard this. And there was also rumors that this COVID vaccine had chips on it so it could track us and shit. And of course, don't even mention people dying because of cardiac complications. Rumors being because of this vaccine. This has nothing to do with the movie. Absolutely nothing to do with the movie. But I'm just saying. You gotta look at movies. Sometimes movies predict. This film is based in 2194. That's pretty far away. Of course, there is a post-apocalyptic world, or isolated world in a way in the film, where everybody's living in space. Elon Musk wants to take us to Mars. Seeing a pattern here. I'm not saying I'm against the dude. I'm seeing a goddamn pattern here. Just saying. But nonetheless, for entertainment purposes, it's a great movie. But for the conspiracy theorists and the psychopaths and some of us, I am freaking out. Dude, I am really freaking out. God damn. I was looking at this with an eye for entertainment, and I saw this with an eye of terror, with wonder. What kind of deal will the government pull if some sort of shit happened? Maybe my government won't pull it, but we all know the West controls everybody because of the World Banks and everything like that. Oh my God, Reese, you're losing your mind. You're talking about politics and shit. Just talk about a movie. But I'm talking about my feelings that were brought on because of this film. And I am tripping. I am tripping, but I'm not tripping. I'm just losing my mind. I'm just going to say that our government, the rich own us. They'll do whatever they want with us. They'll put medicines. They'll take out our brains. Some people sign off over their bodies for scientific research. And one day they'll take your brain and put it in a sex doll. They're already doing that with porn stars, where they clone or make replicas of their private parts. And they sell them. And you purchase, I don't know how they even do that. Did they put silicone inside her thing? Did they put lasers and scan the damn thing and then take it out and have a 3D printer print out all the layers of someone's vajayjay? I don't even know. But they can do that while you're alive. Mm-mm. Imagine what they can do while you're dead and you don't even have the power. Don't even get me started on them changing your gender, giving you boobs, taking them away, giving you a vajayjay, but giving you balls and nuts. It's crazy, brother. It's crazy. Science has gone too far. This is not even political, man. Political agenda is them pouring on us, regurgitating it, making it the new normal. I got nothing against y'all. Y'all can cut off your dicks and boobs. Do whatever you fucking want. It's your body. I don't give a shit. Now, all I'm saying is science is tripping. Science is going at an extreme length that is just beyond complications. And I have to say that we really need to work on certain things. Like, we cannot allow the world of science to do that to us. Now, it could be anything. Science could take over the world. And then you have this AI fear of AI taking over the world. Now, in this film, AI doesn't necessarily take over the world. But what's one free robot that's free thinking that is going to take over the world in a few? I don't know. All I know is some great, some bad. Who knows? Maybe we do need our subconscious transferred into robots so we can live forever. Maybe we don't. Maybe we should just die and let things be. What's the obsession of living forever when we can't even figure out how to live with the limited time we have? Live peacefully with our brothers and sisters. My brothers and sisters, I'm not meaning black. I'm meaning everybody as a brother and sister. We can't live in harmony without embarrassing each other, without taking selfies to show the world that we're charitable. Like, if you're going to be charitable, don't need to fucking show everybody by humiliating someone by taking a picture. The West humiliates Africans all the time. They come here with their UN or EU help, and they take pictures of us jumping for toys and water. Oh my God, they're jumping for water. They're so happy. It's embarrassing. It's humiliating. The only content they usually see of us is us with bugs on our faces and feces all over the place. With Ebola and tribal wars and nonsense. And we're supposed to care when their tribes go to war. And this has gone political and it has nothing to do with the movie. Okay, I apologize for that. Anyway, Zhang Yi, great film about artificial intelligence and the possibilities of AI, the possibilities of uploading your subconscious into an android into a robot specimen into a robot creature. So you have the possibility of living forever, and there are certain dangers to that, that sometimes the people that will you think have your best interest in terms of scientific development may just be in there to fuck you over. So if this should ever happen, and since everything nowadays in the internet lasts forever, if anyone in the future happens to come across this audio, I say this: don't fucking sign it. Don't be a robot. Die when you die. Don't sign over your goddamn body. I say burn it to ashes. They dug up the Egyptians when they wanted to bury themselves. They digging up everybody nowadays. It's better to be burned. That's what I say. Yep. Even if you get buried in a nice fancy casket worth thousands and millions, future generations will dig you up and say, oh, look at this primate. Oh, they buried each other in boxes. We live forever. And you're stuck in a museum. You don't want that. Hey, maybe you want that. Don't let me decide for you. I am going out smoking. Not weed. Being smoked. It's a joke about me being cremated. If you don't get it, I'll be dust. And you'll be dirt. Adios, folks. Let's put the intro at work and we'll hang out another time. Now that was entertaining. You just listened to an episode of the Let's Netflix and Chill podcast with Reese Jansen. With that being said, remember to support the podcast on Patreon and let's hang out another time. Adios, folks. Adios.